Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, Ireland has a long-standing arrangement with the British RAF to monitor Irish skies for suspicious aircraft. Former Defence Minister Willie O'Dea has confirmed. These comments follow a report in the Irish Times earlier this year of such a deal dating back as far as 1952.
Alien aircraft that shouldn't have been up there, or submarines, etc. The RAF usually inform the Irish government of that because of an arrangement that's been long-standing for a long time.
Can you tell us more about that arrangement?
Well, I don't want to go into too much detail on it, but, you know, there have been one or two occasions when we had to make contact with the relevant people in Russia through the Russian embassy to make inquiries. As I said, I don't want to go into too much detail on it, but the intelligence, the information was available to us from British intelligence because of a long-standing arrangement between Ireland and the UK.
And that's former Defence Minister Willie O'Dea speaking as part of a T.G. Cahir documentary, Air an Eodhrach, which will screen at 9:30pm tomorrow night. We're going to get some reaction to all of this now from Independent TD and former Army Ranger Cathal Berry. And Cathal, you're welcome to the programme. So Willie O'Dea knew it was happening, obviously, as a Defence Minister at the time. In your 23 years in the Defence Forces, did you know this arrangement between the UK and Ireland existed? Is this sort of like an open secret?
Yeah, it was a good evening, Sarah. So it was an open secret really for the last 15 years or so, but it wasn't just an open secret though. It was kind of a running joke as well, because denying that it exists, it'd be like denying that we've Irish troops in Lebanon. Everybody knew it existed, but there was this cloak of secrecy, or this veil of secrecy, this code of omerta about it, which is completely unacceptable. And fair play to Willie O'Dea there for being honest with the media and being honest with the public.
So if we've been relying then on the UK to monitor secret overflights, which is when planes' transponders are switched off, how do we know what the UK themselves might be up to in Irish airspace, or do we?
Yeah, a great question, Sarah. Look, so I suppose the substantive issue is that it's just important your listeners are aware that Ireland has absolutely no air policing service over its airspace. So, I mean, our airspace management is appalling in this country, and we're unique in Europe. This is not normal. So every EU country, bar tiny Malta, has the means to police its own airspace. And policing your own airspace, it requires three things, really. Firstly, you need a primary radar system, so you can identify aircraft in your airspace, whether they've got transponders on or not. And Ireland doesn't have that primary radar system. Secondly, you need intercept aircraft. So these would be generally supersonic jet aircraft that can intercept a rogue aircraft or an unidentified aircraft, just to identify it and escort it out of our airspace. And thirdly, you need an appropriate command and control system to coordinate all of this. So Ireland has none of those three components, and we're uniquely exposed and uniquely vulnerable as a result.
All that sounds very expensive.
No, not really at all. So our search and rescue contract, basically. So Ireland's search and rescue service, there's about four Coast Guard helicopters. And your listeners might be familiar with the excellent service being provided by the red and white large helicopters flying around the country. That costs about $65 million to run every year. And an air policing service would cost roughly half that for about eight aircraft. So it's well within the realms of capability. We've actually had it in the past as well. So our grandfathers, our grandparents' generation and our parents' generation actually had this capability. And Ireland did actually have this capability up to about 1999, but it was wound down ever since. So all we're asking for really is to re-establish a service that existed when Ireland was a much poorer country in the past.
So about $35 million a year is what you think this would cost?
Yeah, ballpark. And I suppose the reason why it's so topical now is what's happening in Ukraine, and we don't really know where the Ukraine trajectory is going. I mean, a lot of people, like I sit on the Oireachtas Foreign Affairs and Defence Committee, and a number of committee members are very concerned that if it does escalate, and it is escalating every week in the wrong direction, and if it does escalate from an uncontrolled point of view, that Ireland is very, very vulnerable, and that we have no means of even monitoring our own airspace, let alone doing anything or intercepting anything in it. And in the recent Commission on the Defence Force setup that was established there about a year and a half ago, the people who are most vocal about this was actually the Irish Aviation Authority, because it's not really a defence issue. You don't defend your airspace in peacetime, you police it. But the Irish Aviation Authority would be more concerned from a safety perspective, and they're concerned that there's a risk of a mid-air collision, or there's a risk of rogue or unidentified aircraft transiting through our airspace and not cooperate with air traffic control. And we've absolutely no deterrent capability in Ireland, because everybody knows that we have no means of intercepting, so they can do what they want. And it's a bit like the Wild West above our heads at the moment.
Okay, so they can do what they want, but are they doing what they want? You know, I think this arrangement has been working in around for 71 years now. Now, maybe things have been going wrong all over the place that we're just not hearing about, or is it generally sort of working?
So, I suppose last year, a classic example is there was a small aircraft was flown from France and it landed in a small airstrip in the Midlands. It was a major drugs haul, and that was actually tracked by people on the ground and it was intercepted on the ground. But there was no way of actually tracking from a radar perspective. Every sovereign state should have this kind of very basic fundamental capability, and we shouldn't be relying on any country to provide it for us, particularly from our constitutional perspective, that if we claim to be a neutral country, it's important that we resource that neutrality. So unfortunately, Ireland claims to be neutral, but we haven't provided the resources to ensure that we protect that neutrality. That's where we are at the moment.
All right. Well, you did ask the Department of Defence to respond to Willie O'Dea's comments, and they sent us a statement which says the government's consistent approach is that we do not comment on specific national security matters, but we note that policies are conducted with full respect for Irish sovereign decision-making authority and for Ireland's policy of military neutrality. I know also, just finally, Cathal, speaking of the News at One, former Lieutenant Colonel Michael Murphy said a country can't defend itself. That can't defend itself can't call itself sovereign. I know that's sort of a wider debate, but would you agree to sort of fundamentally with that principle?
Oh, absolutely. And again, look, stating a fact that everybody knows doesn't undermine anybody's national security. In fact, this enhances and promotes it. If people know that we do have a deterrent capability in Irish airspace, they'd be less likely to cause difficulties in Irish airspace. So it's not for reasons of national security we're not discussing it. It's for reasons of national humiliation.
Cathal Berry, former Army Ranger and Independent TD, thank you very much for joining us.